This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Yeah, all that.
Yeah, all that.
All that.
Yeah, sir. You know what I'm saying? Look at that pussy ass nigga, man. All right, ready? Get a clap.
We make it clap.
Is he not gonna clap?
Oh, I gotta do that too.
No weak ass bitch.
Wait, hold on. Let me do one more.
What is that clapping shit for?
Wait, one more time.
Line of the audio.
Hold on.
Most of the video.
No, there. Yeah.
There you go. All right, guys. Welcome.
So, do we all have to clap at the same time?
Nah,
we all
good. You just look at.
We each have different files.
The clapping segment.
All right, hold on. Okay, let's start now. All right, and action.
All right, so I guess you know to start things off. With the clap, Sheldon, what it is like when you're like lining up the audio and the like physical, the video side.
Yeah.
You just kind of look for when the hands claps and when the
waveform.
Yeah.
Right.
And then it matches up. Either way, otherwise you got like Sheldon talking. I mean, I see it with these niggas' videos sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, Sheldon talking. I'm like,
excuse me?
Whoa. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey,
whoa, what's up?
Here, bro. Anyways, y'all. It's Moshe on Random Order. What's good?
Honestly, take it away.
Bro, this guy just gave the intro.
Yo, we never have an intro. We finally have an intro.
Yo, let me give you the fucking password to Random Order.
Yeah,
you just have the password.
This nigga Moshe is about to take over.
That's fire.
I'm watching the Raptors versus Washington.
Yo, hold on. Proper intro, because we actually never said
anything. You want a fucking proper intro?
Yeah, let's do it.
I don't like intros. What's going on, guys?
I mean, just your voice and who we are.
Look, because niggas, I start doing intros, niggas won't cut me off. What's going on? Look, there's dumb shit now. Ibaka just hit a crazy three. Right. And what's also in the news is welcome back to episode 7. Oh, well, this is your first time at episode. This one, like fucking intros, bro. Welcome to Random.
No, just like
saying
names. This guy is struggling right now.
Nigga, because the Raptors, they keep hitting mad threes, son. It's like it's similar to how I play. So I'm zoned into this. What's going on, guys? It's your boy, Trey Richards. I'm here with my guys. Obviously, I got Moshe in the cut. This is my young Yutta.
That's Moshe's
young
voice
Mutta.
Right there.
Yeah. That's Moshe's voice.
I'm only like 3 months younger than you.
There we go.
Nah, like, I'm just saying.
Nah, I'm joking. All right, I'm the young crony.
You know what I mean? At the end of the day, like, if you went back to 1994, I'll be out here like 3 months and I'd be like, you just got here? Like, fuck, what is this talking about? Anyway.
That's how you know this nigga came fresh from New York.
This is my voice. I'm here,
the most handsome Jay Richards.
Still have not seen the email, though.
Oh yeah.
So I wonder what's up with that.
What email?
The email that you're the most handsomest man.
Yeah, I ain't see that.
I forgot to check. I just accepted it and moved on.
Oh, okay.
Oh, y'all still thinking about it?
CC me, please.
I forgot.
I'm so dumb. Get around
that's
to
That's what
it.
Happened when we do the intro. We didn't even get to Shells. Shells,
my
go
man
ahead.
Shells out Yo, here. Let I'm me hear back. Your voice.
Shells.
That's his voice.
So whenever you hear that voice,
I actually did it to myself. That's crazy.
It's Shells.
Shells.
Is he allowed to sell Shells?
I don't know.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Fuck it.
Shells. I think it's time.
Yeah. Man, but we not the only people in this room, man. Of course, we got the human. I don't know how we do it.
We got the, give me 5 more J in a row. We got the human bandana in the place, nigga. And he's still going to karaoke every Mondays at 7 p.m.
Is that true?
He's always early.
Yeah. He's always
waiting outside for the guy to unlock it.
Don't even matter.
Koreatown, though. I like
right at Christie's.
Yo, karaoke's fucking sick. Yo, I've been to karaoke twice and I freestyled both times.
Oh, you a real one.
Yeah, it's not even about karaoke. It's about freestyling on beat.
I didn't even
need a screen.
Speak it. Was y'all going to disrespect my man? Speaking of karaoke, Kevin in the place.
I mean,
yeah. I see you over there, Kevin.
Yeah,
with them. Oh, you got them cords, huh? Oh, those ain't AirPods. Oh,
don't
I'm Kevin.
Don't do my guy like that.
Nah,
bro.
Fuck
Come
that.
Don't
fuck
do
that.
Him like that.
Y'all want an intro? This is my intro.
Oh, that one was aggressive.
That one was aggressive. Yeah.
Hold on, where's the sound shit?
What that like
better,
me?
Better loud than too quiet. You know.
Yeah, I feel that.
You're right.
I 100.
That. Yeah, but basically, Kevin is in the building and he has you know, some AirPods. I mean, non-AirPods, regular headphones. The thing is, I went to New York the other day and I left my fucking AirPods there. I'm super upset with that.
Sure.
But I did have my regular headphones. Always keep it on me just in case with always the dongle. Keep that thing. Always keep that thing on me. So I'm coming back now and I'm in the airport. And bro, life is so much harder with these fucking cords, bro. Like I'm yanking them out my ears, shit. Like after I'm pulling out the bags, I'm like,
bro, wait, hold on. You don't remember the McCrimmon Flex? You putting them shits under your shirt?
Yeah, true. And then you let them bitches hang.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Come sometimes on, you take off your shirt and you forget your iPod's like dangling and shit.
Yo, that's the problem. That's why you
trust me, man.
Your option is to like put it on the like bottom layer, but then you got your cord like hitting your chest and shit. Ain't that
cool? On some first world shit, it's annoying, bro.
On some first world shit,
that nigga, but like, yeah, it is.
It's mad annoying. Mm-hmm. But I ain't fucking with no AirPods.
Why?
Really? Nigga, I see niggas like...
Nah, you're too forgetful, son. You would lose them first day.
Wait, what? Niggas put me on blast mode, dog.
Yeah, I was just
dog. Coming out the gate sicko, dog.
Nah, the gate's open, nigga.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie. I'm mad forgetful, and that's 80% of the reasons why I would not get that shit.
Yeah. Bro, this guy had my ladder for like 4 months.
That wasn't forgetfulness,
though. How do you forget, my nigga? You took a ladder.
My ladder. You know how long I couldn't climb shit?
Bro, it was a 3-foot ladder. It was shorter than me.
Moshe is a type to pull up to your crib and leave with some shit he shouldn't be leaving with. Why are you leaving with a ladder, bro? Like,
yo, in my history of life, I've never left somewhere with a ladder.
That's a lie.
I never even bought a ladder, bro. It was just always there. I just always just had a ladder on me.
That's why I felt like, bro, I was getting old, because I'm like, bro, this nigga niggas really borrowed a ladder from me, bro. Like,
niggas are borrowing ladders.
And I'm like,
yo,
okay.
Come on. I needed it for a shoot. And you know this, Jermaine. You know this.
Damn, this nigga.
No, yeah, no, it's fine that you took it.
I didn't forget it. It's
you
more
were
like
shooting for 4 months or like
when? Y'all niggas know I don't drive, which I didn't want to hitch it on the back of my bike in the winter. Like it's inconvenient, bro.
Yeah, you're right.
So right in between the ladder.
This guy's like,
don't hit sharp turns, man.
I'm not gonna lie. I took it on the TTC and people were staring at me.
Shit. You wouldn't do that shit, bro. You're just that.
I mean,
nigga.
I tried my bike first, but it was too snowy.
He's the only guy I know who could do that shit. Just be on TTC with a ladder.
Yeah,
for sure. Bullshit. I wouldn't even look. I would
make
even look
it
twice.
Normal. Make it look bullshit, normal. Man. Yeah, yo, people was just like, "All right, nigga, with a ladder."
You look at you like what?
Nigga, obviously,
what the fuck is your ladder?
Nigga, bus driver didn't say anything. Nah, Subway. You ain't gotta talk to no face, no case. You know?
Yeah, I've never been on fucking Subway in Toronto.
I don't know how either.
Really?
See, that's the problem with me too. I've never been on a subway in Toronto because when I moved to Toronto, I was already driving, so I had my car.
Yeah.
I was talking to Julian the other day, and we're at a Raptors game. And this nigga was just like, "Yo, let's just take the train home," because I switched over my like, I got some new credit cards, some fraud shows happening, whatever. Fuck the feds, y'all want me?
I hope you're whatever. Safe, friend.
I'm good.
Okay.
So my credit cards weren't in yet, so my Uber wasn't working. So Julian's like, "Yo, let's just take the subway home." I'm like, "Yeah, whatever. I'm down. I've never done it before." Then this nigga said, "I'm like, yo, you got me though, because I didn't have anything on me, no change or anything."
I know where this story is going.
He's like, "Yeah, I got you." So I'm like, "All right, bet." We get to the shit, and then I'm like, "Yo, what do you have?" This nigga opens his hands, and it's pennies. And I'm like, "What the fuck? How much is this shit?"
We don't even make pennies anymore.
And this nigga said, "Yo, Motion said he just puts pennies in there."
You see how this nigga? Yo, Julian, like, you said you just lying fuck? On my name like that? You said you just telling nigga that? Shit? We don't have pennies in Canada. Julian is in Miami where they do have pennies.
No, we had pennies.
Nah, I got so many pennies on me.
I don't have any pennies, so I use dimes and nickels. At the most.
So you still don't pay it.
So still under.
I pay like 65 cents. I'm with my niggas, I pay 90 cents. I don't know.
How much is it fair?
How much is it fair?
It's $3.25, bro. It's super.
Yeah, like, this isn't that bad.
Yo, honestly, it's not like I can't afford it. It's more like the TTC is whack.
I'll do
that. I'm sick and tired of this shit, bro.
I'll do the same
I wake
shit.
Up at 8 a.m. and the shit's ram up, bro. Fuck that.
So they don't check how much money you put in the shit?
Yo, so let me tell you a story, my nigga. Holy. Yo, one time I put in like 30 cents and it was at the station by your guys' crib. And this fucking fare operator is like, "Yo, what are you doing? That's not enough money." And I'm like, "Well, give me my money back." Yo, the man comes out. Yo, of course it's a Jamaican guy. Oh, comes fuck. Out the booth, big chested. He's like, "You want your money back?" I was like, "Bro, what are you about to do?" So I just cut.
Lose his job.
Wait, you cut? Bro, he looked like he was about to throw me on the tracks.
Bro, get your 30 cents back.
Are you crazy? They can't issue a refund because once you drop it in there, it's just in the little thing.
He was probably like a big sweetheart. You know those things are
Nah. He was about
big.
To call the boy. He was on the phone and everything.
Realistically, they got like the tills, though. He could have got 30 cents out the till and gave it to you.
He wasn't going to refund me. They don't refund
you. He didn't stand strong enough.
She's probably sad, yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you, this shit.
This shit gets you money, money. Bro.
Yes, please. Just get my thirst cents back.
Yes, I'd like my money back, please.
Please, thank you, sir.
Don't mind.
Update to, I was reading some more comments, and excuse me, I just finished a medium pizza to myself.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, realistically, I had 4 slices.
Yeah, I know, you sure? I had 2 or 3. So.
Yo, you guys eat too slow, man.
Yeah, like, I was like, waiting.
Bro, I eat fast. I'm not gonna lie, I was taking my time and like...
No, bro.
There's no tech time.
Yo, the thing is, man...
Go ahead.
Anyways, yeah. I don't even know where I was going with the story. How was I starting this?
The comments. He was in the comments.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was in the comments.
I was in the comment section and...
they talking that shit?
Nah, that was good things. Right, it was some good things about it, but like... Like, I'm all y'all asses, so, like, watch out. Anyways, there's this one dude, like, asking for Google Play, put it on Google Play Music. First off, the podcast is free everywhere, bro. Like, iTunes podcast is free on your phone. SoundCloud is free on your phone. Spotify is not free. But it's like, it's there. There's that, whatever. To the one motherfucker that asked me to put it on there, it's on there just for you, bro. Like,
oh, you did it?
Oh, that's the only reason you did it?
That's the only reason I did it.
Good, wow.
Wait, it didn't cost us money, dude.
No,
it's free?
Yeah, it's free.
Jermaine's like, oh, hold on. Yeah. Yo, Google Play Music is Tretch Out, so I don't know why he needed
Wait,
a
what
lot.
Was that?
I don't know.
It's Tretch Out, dog.
Tretch Out?
Yeah, man. It's too much to go for, dog.
Oh, Stretch Out.
Yeah, man.
Oh, I thought you said Tretch. Like, we're on his trench.
The S is very, very, very soft.
Yeah,
Tretch Out. It's a silent S.
Yes, man.
So for those of you guys wondering who Moshe is, our little introduction for Moshe, we've been in school together since middle school.
Yeah.
Grade 7 is when I met this guy.
Oh, man, this nigga gonna start it.
Grade 7. Nah, I'm chilling. Grade 7 is when I met this guy. Yo, we actually, like, me, you, Julian, we all met kind of the same time, relatively around the same time. Yeah. Then we went to the same high school. Yeah, we just been out here, man. So this is our guy, Moshe. You probably seen him around if you guys are some OGs around here. He's the guy eating all the O. Henry's in our O. Henry video.
Oh, yo, I forgot about that. That was ages ago.
Shout out to my man, Azeem, man. He just sent me mad chocolate.
Oh, yo, I saw that, bro.
Yeah, you not coming over. Actually, yeah, come over. Most of the time, they're going to come over and just like say, yeah, I'm going to check you guys real quick and then sleep over, bro. I'm like, you're always leaving so peacefully at 6 a.m.
Yo,
Javon.
Yeah, I'm always just like not sure. I'm like, wait, is this gonna sleep over? Is it just like leaving late?
Because like, I don't want to start getting ready for bed and you're still trying to chill with me. So it's like,
yeah. I remember one time, I realized, because one time Trevon's like, yeah, so I
didn't know if I should go back.
I felt kind of bad, yo. I was like, oh, fuck, what did I say here?
Nah, like, because, yo, my house is old. Anyone wants to sleep over, like, you can sleep over. Like, you know what I mean? I'm cool with company, but it's just like, I just didn't know. I go to bed? Like, you know
I feel
mean?
That.
Like,
I feel that. Let a nigga know.
Like, come over and say, I'll sleep over, nigga. Like,
nah, it's more like Kevin puts on a movie and then I can't stay awake past 11 when a movie's on. I just, 11.
Bro, I'm trying to tell these guys, man. Watch movies at 8.
You got to watch movies early, fam.
Nah, Kevin showed us. Kevin, what was that movie you played us the other day? The school one by the YouTuber.
Eighth grade.
Yeah, that was a good little chill sick. Movie. Yeah, yeah, I enjoyed that a lot. It was on Netflix. I need to see what's the dude's name.
This is radio silence. This is not supposed to happen.
No, he's telling me through telekinesis.
Dead air.
What's the dude's name? I was looking right at Kevin. He's just on this one. Who? Bo Burnham. Man.
Shout out, Bo Burnham, man.
That's just how
my little
doing,
shit
man.
At. Shout drop out a Bo bomb. Burnham.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Yes, man.
Yo, that's some good applause, bro.
Yeah,
yeah
man.
Mm. Yeah, that's just, that's what a clap sounds like.
Okay.
Yeah, a little shade right there.
Thank you.
Anyways, Moshe, what you been on, man?
Yo, what have I been up to, yo?
Yo, I never have a fucking right answer whenever someone asks me that shit.
Yo,
bad,
bro.
That I'm bad at. Like, what have you been up to? I'm terrible with that shit. And how's your trip? Fucking,
how's your trip's weird still. Yeah, I stopped.
Yo, what have you been up to? Oh, you know.
I stopped asking you about your
yo, it's just fucking, it's good.
But you that go to so many places. You're such a world-traveled man now, bro. Look like a tough head boy from Brampton.
I'm trying, man.
Bro.
But I'm just bad at just summarizing trips.
I feel that. I'm bad at summarizing what I've been doing. Like, niggas ask me, what you been doing since New Year? I'm like, I don't know, bro. Like, fucking, what day is it? Javon's birthday
I
soon,
fucking
yo.
Feel you, bro.
You see how I try to just...
You know, when's my birthday?
Toronto's a Pisces. That is what I know.
That's cool. You got it's the right range.
It's cool.
Yo, I don't even see a problem with people
forgetting birthdays. Hold on, though. It's the 19th.
Nah.
And if it's not the 19th,
you're off still.
Oh, it might be on my phone. Give me
it's
a second.
Okay, no, it's okay.
Nah.
It's okay. No, you don't have to.
It's fine. It's fine.
Nah.
It's cool. Nah, don't say anything.
Emotion, it's fine.
How long you know this nigga for? Hold on. When's his birthday?
Hold on. Hold on.
When's his birthday?
You don't know my
Shells,
birthday.
Shells, what is going on, baby? What? Shells, moving on. Man.
When is your birthday?
Shells in the fucking 18. Building. Yeah, it's on.
Bro, niggas be getting mad. Oh, you.
I was close then, man. Yeah, you could
you're
even
fucking close.
You could even like.
I just said it wasn't it.
Bro. Yeah, give him my black star. Give him bro. Black. Come on, dog. I said 19. It was 18. Right, like, come on, bro.
Wrong is wrong.
Nah, the man made it seem like he was way. I was way off.
Is wrong. I am sorry.
When's my birthday, my nigga?
Shells in the building.
Shells, man. What's happening with you, baby?
I'm chilling, man. Most, I like crazy. That shirt.
Thank you.
Actually, no ass.
It's a Basquiat original.
Oh, whoa.
No, it's just a Supreme t-shirt, and they just ripped off Basquiat's art.
What else is new?
Yeah, you know.
You don't scare. Hold on, you everyone. One second. Come on, shoot the ball, nigga. See, I'm about to have 40 points. He has 39 right now.
Oh, shit. There it is.
Young. Let's go.
That's solid. Shout out to Siakam. Siakam,
that's solid.
Yo,
this guy's going nuts.
Shout out to Masai one time, bro.
Yeah. Masai is crazy.
Shout out Masai, man.
I didn't like that you at first.
Yeah.
I like him now. I like
yo,
him now.
Trust me. Yeah. He's been making some amazing moves.
Yeah.
But if the Kawhi shit doesn't happen, then.
Bro, that's what's sick. Wait, if the Kawhi shit don't even happen, like, look at our team regardless.
Nah.
Wait, what's going on with Kawhi?
Like, if Kawhi doesn't re-sign, then it's, like, cause it's all for nothing, kind of.
But, like, Kawhi, like, you know, Kawhi's a good dude.
Yeah, but he's
a good dude. Yo, all I know is he bought a crib in, like, San Fran or something like that.
I think he's going to go to the Clippers.
Kind of scary. The Blippers?
Oh, that's what we on?
I don't know. It just sounds funny.
We on blood?
Y'all know shit about no basketball.
What are the Clippers over us?
Yeah, like, you know, our team is sick. Bro, Marc Gasol. I don't know who's staying, but Marc Gasol, like, Siakam. Siakam's like, he's so young.
Yeah,
he's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be dropping 40.
Facts.
41 now, and he's about to get 42. Like, that's fucking crazy, bro.
Yo, if I dropped you an NBA game right now, official game, how much you dropping?
My lord.
Realistically?
Like,
all jokes aside.
All jokes aside, I'll definitely hit an open shot if I'm open.
If no basketball players are around me.
The two ways that I'm going to get a point in the NBA.
I didn't hear one number yet.
I know, I'm breaking it down. Breaking it down before I give you my number.
You know,
so like when I give you the number, y'all niggas don't.
You know what's funny? Because if Jermaine just asked me, I'll be like, yo, honestly, I could probably get 2 points. You see how quickly I said that, though?
That's good. We both know.
You see how quickly
you and I don't have to talk about your ball skills.
Wait, yo, hold on.
Better off playing fucking hacky sack outside.
Hold on.
Yo, you're nice at hacky. You're actually nice at hacky sack. Right?
Yeah, of course, dog.
How you mean? I should be in Dallas. I feel like
Moshe's sick of hacky sacks.
No, not
whatever.
All the man's at Smoker's Rock at fucking Fletcher's used to be sick at hacky sacks. Was it Smoker's Rock?
Smoker's pit. Yeah. No, I didn't hang out over there, dog.
Bro, there's a smoking ridge.
So, anyways, if you were to put me into a basketball game, realistically, I'll probably drop like 8 points.
Okay.
If it's not an intense game,
if it was a basketball game at LA Fitness, yeah, for sure.
If it's LA, I'm dropping all 10 points. 11 points. What y'all play to? Honestly, yo, I don't know. Like, there's just been times where I've been on it, and there's just been times where I'm like, yo, I'm fucking scared. It's your mind, bro. Like, if you go into a basketball game confident, like, days where I'm fucking around, I'm just playing, I'll drop mad points. But days where I'm like, yo, shit, there's a couple people here, and, like, I'm not trying to come off and I think too much and shit, like, I drop nothing, bro. Like, I just have to be chilling, making fun of niggas, and then I'll drop, like, 20.
My stats are defensive.
Yeah,
I'm getting those steals.
How many blocks you getting? How many steals and blocks?
Well, I ain't getting too many. Actually, I might get a couple blocks. The steals are going crazy because my defense is
That was like
scary.
In the McCrimmon days, like I couldn't shoot, but I can box a nigga out and put it back.
You feel me? Exactly.
You know I got them boards, bro.
Yeah.
Nigga, like, I'm 5'7".
You
nigga,
got them boards. Yeah, you're like 5'4".
Bro, like I was jumping over niggas that was like Jermaine type. Moshe,
you're 5'4".
Dog, I boxed. Whoa,
you caught her.
You're 5'4", bro.
Whoa,
that's
how
he's not.
That's not 5'4".
No, he's not 5'4".
That's how we're acting on the show,
man.
Set the record straight,
yo. Yo, so you're lucky I don't have my driver's license. On me. Because that shit says 176 centimeters.
Okay, so let's see what that is.
Yeah, see what that is.
Yeah.
Do the math. Yeah, I know my shit's wrong. Yo, I'm tired of fucking being asked if I play basketball by everyone.
I think there's one.
That's
5'8". It's 5'8"?
5'8".
Yeah.
All right. Never mind, Faye Tenney. You don't have to get a tape measure. He said he's 178 centimeters.
You said 8 points?
Huh?
You said 8 points?
Yeah, I'll drop 8. Is that something wrong with that, Faye Tenney?
He don't believe you, bro.
Eight things wrong with it.
8 things wrong with that.
Oh, you don't believe?
Do I take off my headphones?
hold on.
So, well,
what would you say he would drop if...
You think you're dropping 8 against NBA players?
Yeah.
Like an NBA game.
Hold on, nigga.
My nigga said not a pickup.
Oh,
jeez, the small glasses?
Those are hard.
What'd you say to me, nigga?
The fuck going on?
You guys are okay with this?
You guys okay with this?
I believe in my nigga.
I live in my dream.
I believe in my nigga.
Yo, Kev, chill. Kev was about to shank you. You didn't even know, bro. He sat back down. Thank you, Kevin. We're good.
Did you see those from Maria?
Anyways.
Those are fucking...
Y'all continue. Don't worry about what I'm doing. She's a bag.
Don't worry about what I'm doing.
Damn. 44 points for CM.
Nigga.
Let that thing go.
Shout out King, Pascal. Man.
What is that? What's good with y'all, man? What's up?
Shells, it's been so long since I seen you, dog.
Yeah, when is the last time I saw you?
Probably their house.
Yeah, probably the premiere, right? Judge Tycho, were you there?
No, I wasn't there.
Oh, fuck. A lot of people were there. Sorry.
Speaking of Judge Tycho, man, y'all head over to the main channel, man, for YE Comedy. Check out you some Judge Tycho, man.
Yeah, yo, 4 episodes deep, man.
Yeah. Where we at? Yeah, 4
episodes. Go watch that episode because it's fucking accurate. Yeah. Jermaine does not play with his... Yo,
what?
Jermaine had to wrangle his friends to get them into the little moving company. He made sure he's like, he had his little ledger. This nigga's like, all right, I brought you to work on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Son,
if
like,
we cubic centimeter times the amount of bodies in there, yes, I'm accounting for all accurate. Four.
Yo, we had to be though. Our dad was so, bro, backstory, my dad owns a moving company, and then when we're in high school, for some reason, like me, Jermaine, all of our friends became movers, and my dad's like, yo, we need you guys here at this time. And he did not fucking play, bro. Like, and then it's so hard. You guys know just how hard it is to get a bunch of your friends to go to the fucking movies or go to the store. Bro, getting your friends to come to work, wake
on
up
time.
At 5 a.m.
And be serious time. When you get there and don't joke and laugh and shit.
Bro, mind you, gotta work with these guys and be serious.
Bro,
like, no, is that fair?
Bro, I knew I was in too deep when I worked a shift and these guys were not there. That's when I knew
bro.
I was.
Get out, nigga. That is a real get out, nigga.
Yo, honestly, it was a go home thing, but shout out to BNR one time. That's how I got my first iPhone 6.
Yeah.
I used that to pay my first and last. That's why I was the first DT man.
Yo,
you
fed the whole block.
I feel
it. Yo, honestly, man, it was the fucking hardest job I ever did in my whole life.
That's a fact.
Yo, my odd work, man. Trust.
Yo.
Yo, it's different, man. People are like, oh, you worked for your dad. You're so lucky. I'm like,
no.
Yo, I'm not going to lie.
Yo, my dad is at home. Yeah. When he's on the floor, when he's at work, bro, he's a different you.
Yo,
he used to scream at me. I couldn't believe
it. But not only did I get to work with your guy's dad, I got to work with your guy's grandpa.
And it was
legendary.
It was a legacy, bro.
Legendary.
It was a legacy.
Generations.
Yo, you can holler at me, my dad, or my grandpa.
Like, if you guys think this guy's sick, yo, wait till you see Benny, dog.
Benny,
jeez,
shout out my grandpa.
I call his I call his Pathfinder, his Jaguar Pathfinder once, and he cussed me stink. No, man.
Yeah, better than a Jaguar.
This nigga,
my grandpa. First off, describe grandpa. All right, so he's strong as shit.
Strong.
Bro, he's a strong. I swear to God, he's 400 years old and he's still fucking standing.
Strong.
This nigga lift his table right now.
He has his Nissan Pathfinder from like 04.
Oh my God.
Yo, like,
it is.
Because there's been a lot of cars that come out since then that are way better to the rest of the world. But to him,
that is
he drives a fucking rocket.
But
ship.
If you consider the age and how well he's maintained, how many 04 cars are on the road today?
Yo, he'll be in the rain washing his car.
In the snow, he'll be outside shining his rims. And I'm like, I would come outside, I'd be like, yo, they're fucking shiny. And they were his winter tires, bro. Who shines their winter tires? Yo, this nigga's washy, bro.
He was a diligent man, bro. This guy always had a little bit of gold. Yo, there's
at work. Bro, there's even times where I'm working, I'm sweating. I'm like, grandfather, like I'm his grandson. I'm sweating. I'm like, yo, this is fucking heavy, grandfather. Help me. This nigga's reading a newspaper. Nah, man. One second. Leave him on the side, man. I can't get to talk.
Yo, like, bro. And the best thing is this nigga refused to eat anything that was not Jamaican food.
Yep.
Oh,
bro. This nigga had Jamaican food all the time at home. When he was on road, he wanted the same exact thing.
Bro, he doesn't believe in pizza.
Bro, that's how he's so strong.
Doesn't believe in pizza. He doesn't believe in... On Sundays, we can't eat lunch. No one eats lunch on real life.
Sunday dinner, strictly.
You cannot eat fucking lunch on Sunday. I'm like, bro, we're working like 6 a.m. to fucking like... 5 p.m. What do you mean there's no lunch? He just wants to go home.
No, man.
He's finish the job.
That don't make no sense. Well, you don't want to go home. I'm like, bro, that's 3 minutes.
Bro, that question fucks you up. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
It's like,
you
don't want to go home. So if I do want to go home, I'll just finish. Honestly, I seen this nigga once. He took me from downtown, drove all the way to like Little Jamaica, like Eglinton. And
them sides.
Yeah. Just to get some wraps chicken.
Bro, that's time for him.
Just to go back
to
That's why I like when that's why I like going on the road with him. Because no matter what, he'd make sure he eats good.
Yeah.
Always delicious.
You don't have to worry about anything, bro. Like
I used to pack your lunch from I used to bring home food.
Wait, to go to
school? No, it's to school. Because I remember like early, like just it'd be like mostly white kids in my class and just fucking just other people.
Oh man, trying to describe.
And then I'm
that
trying to bring home. I'm trying to bring my home food, like my real Jamaican food. Yes. It's fucking like curry chicken, like yellow chicken.
Like, what's
At that time, I was so fucking scared to bring it up. Because yeah, and asked me, "What is the what is that? Why is it yellow?" And like, honestly, I didn't even have the
I was so ashamed.
I used to like eat under the desk and shit, or like save it for after school.
Bro, to make it worse, I was Rasta, so like, dog, describing some of the things like. It's just hard. It was hard, bro. It was hard.
Now bust that bitch up.
Yeah. But, oh, no on the table, bro.
Feelings. I don't
know. Are you down? Are you stupid?
Oh, is that a bologna sandwich?
Nigga, I'll put the container to your nose, bro.
Yo, that's the thing. Yo, that's the thing. Yo, back then, as soon as you crack your Tupperware container,
yo, the classroom stinks.
The whole hallway just stinks.
Bro, I had a fucking teacher. And
my teacher's like, what is that?
Bro, yo, I'm telling you.
Yo, did you ever eat the something smells nice?
Oh, it's the tail of the cow.
Yo, do you remember? You remember Mr. Morris?
Yeah, I remember Mr. Morris.
Bro, Mr. Morris and McCrimmon, bro. Grade fucking seven. This nigga was just so interested in my food every fucking day. So he would walk up to me, bro. What's wrong with you got today? Like, nigga. But I break it down.
Sandwich,
like, got a little stew chicken right here onto the side. You got the veggies. This nigga asked me for a bite once. I'm like, hey,
That's a lot.
I'm a complete. I gave him a piece of chicken because I'm like, yo, it's fucking
fine. Yeah, for sure. You're a kid. But like, if I'm an adult teaching children, I'm not going to ask a kid for a bite of his food still. That's
Yo, honestly, that's I was this nigga still. Like, I'd go to his whip for him and, like, cause this nigga said, yo, I can't remember if I locked my whip. Can you lock my whip? I'm like, yeah, I'll go lock your whip.
Actually, yo, that like, was your bread.
We were really close. Like, he was cool with me. So, like, I mean, he'd fend for me bare times I was in trouble and shit. Like, he's a cool little nigga, but yeah.
Trevon was a bad dude in middle school. He used to, like, run up in the girls' washroom.
No, I didn't.
That wasn't you?
I wasn't one of those dudes.
I said, that wasn't you?
I was a bad dude, but, yo, I was shook to go in, like, to the fucking principal's or the teacher's washroom. But, no, I wasn't one of those, bro. Like, I was, like, fucking.
I was so good, man.
Putting lotions
on
lockers.
The only reason I was really good is because I was just scared to.
Jermaine,
I was scared to get called out or fucking.
I didn't know you existed
by
until like I
nobody
was in the
did, bro.
Grade. I was like, oh,
yeah, Jermaine was like, quiet.
Bro, I was in the back. Yo, the thing is, if everybody looks at their old pictures now, like I'm fucking there. They don't remember me being there, but I'm in the background.
Yeah.
Jermaine came to fame. Like, I feel like whenever I hang with you guys, it's just a nostalgia trip because, like, I remember Jermaine. This is another of their dad's story. When a man took Jermaine's iPhone. And yo, the man had to get dusted.
Oh yeah. That's some drama.
And then that's when I'm like, wait, Trevon has an older brother? Yeah. That's not right.
Oh, that's when you knew
what the fuck?
Yeah.
Bro, I just used to all the only thing I used to do, Jermaine, is hail this guy. That's it. No word. I used to say hail this guy, bro. Just,
that was everyone, bro. I didn't talk to him.
That's it, bro.
So I was just going forward, just kinda watch your voice. It almost cracked there, but yeah, I'm gonna let you rock. Just kinda watch it.
You almost had to press
siren. I'm ready to press this motherfucker.
We've all grown
siren.
Up here. Not on me, though. That's not happening, bro. I'm telling you.
I bet.
What is the voice crack? Who has more voice cracks?
Jermaine and Julian.
Bro, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, but Julian always been like.
Kevin had a bad one the other day too, and I had to look at him. I don't like calling out Kevin too much, but like sometimes when
I feel bad, like, man. I'm like, yo, fuck,
Kevin? I feel like you gotta allow Kevin because he's quiet and only speaks.
This doesn't bother nobody.
His bass is heavy, dog.
Bro, Kevin's not quiet.
Kevin has the most bass in his voice.
Yeah, especially when he says, "Are you dumb?
Are you dumb?" Like, bro, that'll rock your world. Yeah. Like, shit, you feel like a complete idiot.
Yeah, fuck, am I dumb? Fuck.
I gotta think about it. I'm like,
yeah, like, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I said some dumb shit just now. Like,
yeah. I should reconsider.
Man, so much shit has happened since we recorded an episode. I feel like it's been a minute. Like, Cardi B deleted it. Motherfucking Young Thug won a motherfucking Grammy, stupid motherfuckers.
Yes, ma'am.
Wait, keep telling you bitch ass nigga, motherfucker, pussy ass nigga, motherfucking Young Thug, you pussy ass niggas. Won a motherfucking Grammy, nigga. Before bitch ass Russ, pussy ass Russ. Who got four words in their name? Pussy ass niggas, man.
DJ Clue could never.
And Future won a motherfucking Grammy, nigga.
Illuminati.
DJ Clue could never drop that many bombs.
I don't give that was easy 80 bombs.
Yeah.
In how many seconds?
Yo, if you comment the right amount of bombs, fuck,
shout out to you, bro.
Yeah.
Somebody calculate. On the last episode of Judge Tycho, like the deal was, I'm trying to tell my girl that because she's in the car with me, it burned me more fuel. And then someone broke it down and fucking got all the variables and shit and just figured out that, technically she owes him like 28 cents of gas or some shit.
Holy someone shit. Actually did that?
Yo, yeah. I was like, wow, it looks right. I didn't check their work,
but it looks right.
Shout out to like the internet.
That's how you try to get through some sort of test. Yo, it looks right. So fucking.
Yeah, good enough for me. Yeah.
What are you saying,
bro?
You
saying
yo, motherfucking Thor won a Grammy, nigga.
Wait, what did he win a Grammy for?
He won a Grammy with Camilo as a feature.
Wait,
and then, that's and then okay, Doug, okay.
I mean, Future won a Grammy off of King's Dead.
That's how you fucking
Grammys to that.
The song alone, I like the soundtrack.
Dog, that was the hardest feature film ever.
I'm not too sure. I wasn't watching at the time. I just know he won that shit, and that's all that mattered to me.
So that means Kendrick and Future won a Grammy.
Yeah,
that's important.
Who chooses what wins?
It's an opinion based sport. You guys heard the speech?
There's an academy.
So it's like seven guys just says yeah.
Nah, there's more than seven guys. Like artists in the industry that you get invited to the academy, and then basically you vote.
Yeah.
The sun is out, the weather is nice, so you know that means we outside. That also means you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So, let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
It's pretty whack still.
It's actually kind of whack. Fucking,
it should be like fan mode still.
It is pretty
but
whack.
But it's like a popularity contest.
Yeah, it's like you got to let the music speak for itself. Personally, I was a little bit upset that Travis lost because I feel like Astroworld was an amazing album.
Oh, it's
an
God,
incredible
crazy.
Album. And I feel like that's why Drake kind of gave that speech when he went up there because like Travis lost to Cardi B. And I'm nothing to Cardi B. Like, bro, I have so much respect for Cardi B. I was a hater when she first came out. I'm not going to lie.
No, I was not.
I just wasn't feeling her because I'm like, bro, this kind of sucks. My man Kodak's in jail and niggas is like glorifying. Like, I mean, they're just kind of popping off his shit. Yeah, he got paid. That's when I shut up. I didn't know that at the time. So when niggas in jail and shit, but then, yeah, she was showing love. Yo, she's a real bitch, bro. She was out here showing them love, doing all this. And I'm like, all right, cool. He gets out. They link up. Everything was good. Cardi B had a crazy come up. Cardi B's like, there's nothing you could take away from Cardi B, but like,
she went off
Astroworld,
on the album.
Yeah, like, she but Astroworld, he was working on the album for like, what, 2 years, a year? Does anyone know? I think 2 years.
It was just a better album.
That brings up a great argument.
I mean, I guess in our opinion.
You know, like,
but
talk to
Travis, Travis been working on that album for, let's say it was 2 years.
Yeah.
Cardi B found out she was pregnant and had to like shoot all these videos and also finish her album within the span of like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So like, you know, who worked harder, you know? Whose is more valuable? Whose time is more valuable?
That's not what wins you the Grammy, though.
No, I'm not. So, nigga, fuck the Grammys, bro.
Yeah, we're talking about screw shit.
Oh, I'm talking about screw shit.
Like, I'm just saying, like, I get it. Because, yeah, she found out she was, like, pregnant and she was going through all that. And then, but for her even to be nominated as a Grammy is an applause within itself because it's like, bro, she came up quick. You know what I mean? But then it's just like, it does something because, yo, front to back, you could slap Astroworld. Front to back, I don't know if you can slap. I can't really.
Depending on who you are.
So depending on who you are.
I'm gonna come clean.
I don't know, man.
I didn't really slap any of Cardi's album front to back.
I'm just with it
for the culture.
But I think Cardi's album had more Billboard records on it than Travis's.
It probably
Travis only had what,
Let's bring this up. Okay, Astroworld had.
Also, I know my man Shells, like me, is like an Al Ferrell fan.
Yeah, for sure. So I've seen, like, Travis Scott four times.
Yeah, like concert. Yeah, I think I was with you like the first time. Yo, that was an amazing concert.
I've seen Scott,
like days before. I was singing. What's the young Skyfall earlier? I got roasted for it, but I love that song.
Ooh, Skyfall. Look me inside of my eyes.
You got roasted for it?
Not really. Shells just made it look a laugh, and I was like, oh.
Bro, Young Thug killed that verse. Beautiful there,
though. Yeah, thank you.
I did say that. Look at that. Look at niggas lying on me. That's be out of the podcast.
But anyways, like, yeah, so boom. He did only have one on there. He has Sicko Mode on that joint. Yeah.
Cardi got at least three.
Cardi, yeah, Invasion of Privacy.
But then what do the Billboard charts mean?
Huh? I mean, that's kind of heavy. Yeah. That means shit. That's like, but that's, I mean, like, that doesn't mean it's a better song.
It's just because
But then
based on the Academy.
Is that what they go off of? Like popularity and shit?
There's definitely some people in there.
I think the Grammys are definitely a popularity.
Yo, actually, what the fuck are we talking about, bro? She had came through drippy, drip, drip. Yep. She had fucking Bodak Yellow. Be careful with me. Are you crazy? I like it when crazy in Colombia. I asked my people.
She deserved a Grammy.
Bartier, Cardi.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
She bad with YG.
Come on.
Bartier, Cardi was hard.
Come on.
Ooh.
She got it still, bro.
She got
Travis,
it.
Travis, you'll get one, though. Don't even
Travis,
worry about
that. I feel like nobody should be mad. Like, I think everyone should be happy.
Fuck
that
the Grammys, nigga.
For her to put together, like, that many hits,
what
I'm not going to lie.
She honestly,
man? Congratulations to both of them,
actually,
man.
Actually, let me not say fuck the Grammys, because I would like one one day, but fuck the Grammys.
Like, I'll take one.
And my motherfucking man, Daniel Caesar, won a Grammy. Let's get it,
man.
That was great to see. I'm not gonna lie though.
Bear ratings.
I was a little bit bitter because I was randomly walking. So I live. You guys know where like Sugo is?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I live like over there, like Lansdowne and Bloor.
We're just exposing your crib. Go ahead.
Get out of here.
We can blur that out.
No, I didn't just realize. Okay. I know what I'm doing, nigga. Are you dumb? I run the West End, nigga. Come see me,
please, guys. Please, I love Moche.
Yeah, just leave him.
Anyways, it's okay. It's just like white hipsters down there. Ain't nobody coming for me.
Hello.
I was walking down to a Dufferin station. I saw Daniel Caesar. And I'm like, you know those ones where you're turning the corner and you're like, wait, something just catch my eye? Mm-hmm. And I look, I'm like, yo, that's Daniel Caesar. I have my camera. I'm like, saying I can't take a pic? And he pauses. He's about to say yes. He's like, nah. I was like, alright, nigga, I'll let it go. If I wanted to, like, I would have just snapped.
Yeah, that man lit. He just wanted my Grammy, man.
Yeah, congrats,
when
Daniel.
When you got a Grammy under your belt, you ain't gotta do shit.
Don't let me get
a Grammy.
If I was an artist and you invite me to the Grammys, like, I'm the only reason I'm fucking leaving my house is if I win a Grammy. Like, I'm not coming to fucking just sit there and
tell me beforehand.
Just let me know. Give me a
Because I'm stupid looking on camera.
I
know the camera gonna be on me.
Yeah,
you're right though, because that's when you know, like, Frank Ocean won a Grammy in 2012, and then so when they reached out to him in 2017 to come, he's like, nah, I'm good. I have one. What do I need a second one for?
Like, suck. And he won that over Chris Brown, no?
In 2012, yeah, yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Oh man, I really
Channel Orange is Chris. Like,
bro, if I gotta get on,
does Chris have any Grammys? He should though.
Yeah, no. I think has Chris.
Chris Brown's an abuser. I'm gonna leave it right there.
Yo, you'd be surprised at how many people don't.
Like, Chris Brown's an abuser. I'm gonna leave it right there. You know.
Oh, you just went there.
I went there.
Look at this nigga, man.
Look at me, nigga.
Chris has won 17 nominations. He has one Grammy. I thought he had won.
Shout out Chris.
Shout out Chris Brown, man.
Shout out Sleepy Saw. Shout out Sleepy Saw.
I ain't showing on nobody, but.
Bro, if I got to put on my fucking socks, I gotta stand out of my bed and put on my socks and then my shoes.
I feel
you. Yeah. Hey, y'all
boycotting Golden Award.
Y'all boycotting Gucci?
Yo.
What?
I'm about to go off. I just got it. Like, look, guys. He's talking about Gucci, right?
You said the whole
black. Oh, you mean the brand? I thought you were talking about Gucci. LeFleur. I thought you were talking about 1017.
Nah, you can never boycott.
That's what I was saying. I'm like, yo, what? He's good, bro.
Come on.
Simply opulent, dog.
Yeah, man. Shout out LeFleur.
What I'm about to say is just like, yo, when you see shit on the internet and it's like, as a man that's on the internet, it's hard to say shit because I'm not trying to get, like, attacked for no stupid reason, because a lot of times niggas can take whatever you're saying and just goes another way. Niggas is just really sensitive on the internet. I always say this shit. Sometimes things come up and people don't really want to think for themselves or like have their own reasons. If you have your reason to boycott Gucci, then it's like, all right, cool. Mm. But it's just like nowadays, I don't really know who really has feelings and who really want to boycott Gucci or who's just riding the wave. And I watched this, or I didn't watch this interview. It was Floyd Mayweather was shopping outside of Gucci. Big Floyd Money May. What's his name?
That's the money team, bro.
Yeah, the money team. And he was outside. Free, and he's just like, yo, I don't follow. Like, yo, if I want it, I'm going to get it. Like,
what does this got to do with following, though?
Niggas like follow the trend and like, oh, like bang Gucci. But like you ask someone like, yo, why don't you support Gucci? Like some people may not know, like, you know what I mean? I saw this girl's post and like she's just like kind of got popping. So like she's new to all this shit, you feel me? And I'm seeing her post some like she was in all Gucci and it was vintage Gucci. And she was trying to say something in the message and someone like everyone completely missed it and said like, oh, have you not been keeping up with the news? Gucci's banned. Gucci's canceled. Gucci's this, Gucci's that.
But like, bro, they're going to be wearing Gucci next four months.
I will
next
say this too. I feel like
bro, every
the only reason niggas is wearing Gucci Prada.
Yeah,
mind you, I love Prada. Like, yo, like, but fuck designer. The only reason people are wearing that shit is because they followed somebody and someone's like, yo, this is hot. You got a cop. Biggie Smalls is like, yo, Gucci down to the socks.
Maybe.
And the niggas is like, ooh, I gotta get that Gucci.
There's a lot of followers out here. It started with following.
Some people can like it for that. There's something to be said about like, you know, like standing in solidarity with people. Like,
definitely.
Blackface shit ain't cool, nigga. That's just like, come on.
Like, of course, bro, that's 100%. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying that. It's like, but it's like, yo, if you want it, like, you do what you want to do. You know what I mean? Like, just make sure you're doing it for the right reasons.
I don't buy Gucci. I'm not at that level yet.
Yeah.
I'm still H&M level.
I would never fall.
Nah, I'm at least Uniqlo now. Like,
that's not me yet.
But like, yeah, like, the, like obviously that shit's not cool. I seen the shit that like Prada did like back in December, and I think it got brought up now and shit. Like,
but you ain't wrong. I mean? Like, I feel like people who are like if I came in here and just started flaming you, no, nigga, you got Gucci on, that's kind of weird. Like, come on,
you didn't
bro.
Check your timeline.
Yeah, if I'm gonna flame you because you don't look at Instagram, like. Yeah. The fact that people are like, oh, you didn't see what's happening on Twitter,
Yeah, exactly. Like,
yeah, that's kind of weird.
Rap cap, man. Like, I'm just tired and niggas just like, going off
seriously,
on shit.
Man. Just wear for y'all entertainment
clothes. So expensive,
clothes.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, like, that's not why I asked, though. Like, I asked, like, just based off of what they've done, the whole blackface stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is your opinion on it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Does that make you feel like,
yo, honestly. Honestly, like Jermaine said, I don't even buy Gucci like that, my nigga. Like, I don't really care that much. I have other shit going on that I'm trying to focus on. I see the shit on my timeline, nigga, and I scroll past the negativity.
Like, yo, if NASA did some clown shit, are you not buying rocket ships anymore? Like,
I don't buy rocket ships, honestly.
Answer Sheldon's question, like, actually, it's going even back to what Jerome was saying. Like, Gucci... This is not the first time they've done some shit like this. Yeah. And niggas like, just go back to it anyways. Like,
dope, bro. So, it's such a fucking...
Go back.
Yo, like, low key is a fucking... Like, it's terrible, bro, but like, it's ugly, like a...
Like, they've been like...
Market. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, I just need to shout out Dapper Dan, who's like making like sick shit. And Gucci like finesse robbed his shit for years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And then finally brought it
And then finally brought it like, yo, my nigga, come here.
You got some ideas.
So like... So like, honestly, it's like... Yo, you can't like boycott it today and then like, yo, get a little $2 in your bank account, go cop yourself a Gucci scarf.
Yeah. Like, bro, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's fucked up. Like, you know what I mean? From what I've seen, it's fucked up. And I don't want to seem like arrogant or no shit like that because it's like, yo, blackface, that shit, like you said, nigga, like, come on, nigga. But it's like, I'm just not paying attention to that shit. Like, but I saw it. I'm just like, I'm not copping Gucci. Like, you know what I mean? That's not my market. If it was some shit like, yo, like that Tommy Hilfiger, I saw that shit and I was just like, well, that's fucked. But I got some Tommy boxes come shitting on them niggas.
What I will say though, I feel your point on that. Sorry, Jermaine, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No,
yeah, y'all didn't have me
going. I'm going to the fucking car.
Wait, I didn't even cut you off. I was talking, you started talking. No, what I will say though is like, I feel you on like, you know, buying what you want to buy and shit like that. But at the same time, like, ignorance is bliss. But like, you can't, like, certain shit you can't just turn your mind off to just because it's like, doesn't affect you.
Yeah.
Because it does affect
you know, people. It doesn't affect our culture. It doesn't affect our, you 100%. Know what I mean? So, like, at the same time, I'm not buying Gucci, so they will not be getting any of my money.
Yeah. Regardless, yeah. Regardless, that's
I can't afford it. Like, I'm not going to buy one Gucci just to have it. Right?
But let's say like, Jay-Z hits you with $1 million deal tomorrow.
I still wouldn't buy. Gucci's ugly. I think it's a lazy
brand. Yo, I'm going to come clean. There's a lot. There's some fly shit in Gucci. I'm not going to lie.
Nah, like, I think it's lazy. Bro. Some, it's all red and green.
I could pull up. Nah, I could pull up. The New York shit they dropped. The New York, like, suits and, like, they had, like, look up New York Gucci ball shorts. I wanted them shit. Some shits were fire.
Man, look at what they doing, man. They do some fuck shit in the new. I can't even tell if this shit's on purpose or not.
I don't even know.
Yo, if you think about it, it would make sense that it's on purpose. Like, they do some clown shit. Yeah. They do some shit where they can kind of say, oh, no, we're doing this and tried this.
And that's
like,
what
I'm they find, like, a little. They find a little place to say, like, oh, like, we're not totally ruining our fucking brand, but there is it's like questionable. Yeah. And then people talk about it, they get outraged, and then everyone talks about it. And our podcast is about it.
Yeah.
And they get the fucking same promo, and then niggas don't give a fuck in a month.
Next month, same shit like with H&M. Like, niggas was going off on H&M, and then it's just like, and then now, like, niggas don't care. Like, I see my niggas that are, I'm like, oh, weren't you complaining about it on Twitter? My nigga, like, why are you in the $4.99 socks? Like, because them shit's just comfy.
Hey, everybody ain't solid, but
that's what I'm saying.
Still had a conversation.
That's my whole point.
Yeah, so still gotta had a conversation.
When y'all niggas come up to me and shit, or in the comments trying to say, like, oh, this and that, Trey don't care. Like, no, it's not that. I just don't know if you guys genuinely care, bro. Because niggas be going crazy, like, for shit.
People don't
and then
realize,
next week,
like,
you don't care anymore. I'm like, bro, if I don't like something or a brand, I don't fuck with them forever. Like, bro, that's it.
Yeah, facts.
I don't, if I have a reason, if I, like, I know, facts. Yo, this guy's fucking racist, or this guy's a fucking shithead. Like, I'm dying. Like, it's a dub, bro. Like, so that's how I'm that rocking.
Yo, what did Chick-fil-A do?
Huh? Close on Sundays, nigga.
They support Trump,
that.
I believe.
So,
they support the Trump campaign. Oh, okay.
Because, even that, I saw a lot of people say, oh, boycott Chick-fil-A, but I saw other people like,
I'm gonna let this one slide. Yo, but that's the thing. Like,
I'm gonna let this one
I feel
slide.
Like if you had to research every little thing, you wouldn't do anything.
You
just have to, like, sit on a mountain for the
niggas
rest of your life.
Niggas are fucked, like, out here, bro. Like, niggas are in positions that are just like shitheads. Niggas are dickheads. And that's real life, bro. Like, it is what it is. Niggas that own airlines, bro. If I find out some, like, fucker owns Air Canada, but the nigga has a ticket going to fucking Japan for a bill. Are you
on that flight? Yeah.
No, but, like,
quite frankly, I'm
even in a more
that.
Realistic sense, like, if you had to go to work, like, for New York, and you're like,
nah,
the flight's
$50, work, though, and it's like $49.
I'm on that.
But that's what I'm saying.
You can't.
It's,
like,
it's hard, and
it's
that's
hard.
Why
this is what I feel like. There's a lot
you
of
gotta
people.
Be informed.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm
turn all the cameras to motion.
I'm gonna be a little bit of a bully right now.
No, go ahead. I'm talking about.
Is this gonna be weird?
Oh yeah, that's been fucking with me from day one, but it's all good.
I got these shades on. I'm like, fuck, what am I doing?
Everything's off, right?
All I'm saying is, like, you gotta be informed, but, like, it's
you definitely, yeah.
Nigga.
I feel you.
This is what you cut me off for.
But one thing I want to say.
Can we edit?
We
can't edit. One thing I want to say, though, is, like, you know,
this nigga laughing at me.
Try to, like, Gucci is cool, the designer is cool, Gucci. But, like, try to, like, get into other things, you know, bro. other clothing lines. Yeah, there's black designers.
Yo, there's sick fucking underground
designers. I saw a tweet, I think, no, it was Waka. Waka was like, Waka Faka made a video, he's talking about, black designers, but we downgrade them, we call them boutique clothes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we gotta stop that shit, you know what I'm saying? We gotta, like, big up the black designers.
Shout out to my
If it's whack, it's whack. I'm not
Grace
saying buying
Yo, end of the black, day,
but
bro, but the thing is,
sometimes y'all send us shirts, and I never wear them. But yo, respect,
No matter what, I gotta go.
If I was a young nigga that was sending you clothes,
but
and
yo,
I just saw that,
yo,
you
better, bro.
Gotta understand.
Shit.
You gotta get better at shit.
Better.
If I tell you this shit is fire and it's whack, what are you gonna
do?
Yo,
my dogs used to tell me, yo, honestly, man, I don't watch your videos like that. I don't find them that funny.
Kevin told me that, nigga. I can't watch your shit. He's right there. And you need those niggas to get better.
I gotta do to get better.
But it's like, I don't know. Kevin, you watch our shit now?
if his logo's in it, you watch it.
Shout out to Kevin, man. But the thing is, Sheldon, where I want to go with that real quick is, what'd you say?
try to support like black owned designers.
So with that point right there is like I've been like Maria just always showed me fucking shit on Instagram and like little fucking accounts and whatnot. And bro, a lot of these celebrities are wearing this like small
durag.
Yeah, my bad.
I talk about black designers.
But this nigga's like, not as a coincidence. This nigga's, there's people out there like ASAP Rocky. There's stylists out there that pull from smaller Instagram people. Like there's this girl that makes some like amazing shit and she's Maria's friend and like fucking I remember seeing the shit. I'm like, yo, this shit's like wavy. And then someone big picked it up and then like someone else started wearing it, but it just started from like this girl and she's a black girl. And you know what I mean? But it's like,
that's fire.
It's small fucking clothes that they'll wear to an award show and shit, then they get their light. So it's like, it's out there. You just gotta look.
Bro, that's how you get exclusive. That's how you get exclusive shit. Pieces.
Yeah, like, that's what you get. Like, rappers been doing this, but it's just social media will kind of push it more. You know what I mean? So it's like, just dig into it if you want to look. But if you're a lazy nigga, you just want to seem rich and shit, then go buy a little foo foo shit, whatever you want.
Bro, honestly, man. I can't understand the fucking big shoe wave. And
that shit is...
Oh, like what? Can't like rock triple with S giant shoes.
I kind of rock with that. It's what you like.
I know that. No,
okay. I mean, my niggas wearing some like chunky Pumas.
Y'all wearing chunky Pumas right now.
No, like, I want to see like the chunky Gucci's. I'm like, do you guys all like this shit? Because it's
like the Gucci's with
shit.
The fucking
the big
the one that looks like Xboxes on it. Like them shits is.
Oh, them shits?
I kind of fuck with them. Shoes, even the one with gems on them. Those are hot.
That's what I'm talking about.
Those are fire. That's I don't think you guys know what I'm talking about. The giant ones, man.
Yeah, those are fire.
So fucking big. This shit?
Yeah.
Hold on, I can't see.
Bro, look at those in green.
Never in my life.
Look at those in green. Those are fire.
Put a penny beside it so I know the scale.
You couldn't send me those, bro. I'm
super. Nah, y'all fuckers don't know fashion.
You couldn't send me those, bro. You couldn't.
Nah, y'all don't know fashion.
Look how big the shoe box is.
Yo, the thing is,
if someone got me that at Christmas for Christmas and wrapped it up, I think it was a fucking TV.
Yo, the thing is,
like a TV with the bum on it.
Oh, you got me an old TV. Oh, fuck, just fucking shoes.
There's certain shoes that you just have to have because when you have the right fit with it, it's fire.
And it's not these.
It's not those
are.
Show me something like that, because
bro, when you're
bro. Uzi wore those, and I'm like, those are look how Uzi wore those.
Those are snowboarding kicks, bro. So
look how Uzi put those on.
Those are like, you know, please,
look how put
kick
those
down
on.
Doors.
Uzi's
look how
Uzi's swag
is different. Shout out to Uzi, but nah.
Yeah,
but that's the thing.
What I search Uzi large shoes.
Those, look, I don't even know why I'm fighting you guys. If you don't like it, it's okay.
Yeah, and no, absolutely.
It's and that's Faitana, zoom into me real quick. And that's what I'm trying to get at, everybody. Look, where's the sad music, Jermaine? Do we have sad music on here?
Sad? No, sad shit.
What shit? Look. Thank you, Moshe. It's okay to like what you like and not what you like, what you don't like. You understand what I'm saying? Just do be yourself. It's okay. You don't have to like everything that everybody else liked. The world ain't gonna end. Keep it going, Moshe. This is beautiful, man. Y'all niggas just need to start being your fucking selves, man. Y'all out here being other people that you not, and then when it's time to be yourself, you don't even know who
Child,
you are.
What is you doing?
Thank you, Moshe. Thank you, Faitana.
Anytime,
man. We can return that, man. Tired of these niggas, man.
Just because everyone's shoes are 40 pounds a piece, you don't have to do the same thing.
I'm wearing some chunky shoes right now. And
those aren't that chunky. Those are medium.
They're chunkier.
Mine's
chunkier.
I got a little chunk on
you know what I mean? They're chunkier than... Yeah. Get your bum buck off with all the deal, sorry. This on bum buck off, boy.
I was just trying to be a part of the chunky shoe trend, you know?
I'm all into it.
Wait, what shoes are you wearing right now?
You know, Rick Owens, you know what I'm saying? Rick Owens, Adidas, Mastodons, you know
this
how
this guy just went on a designer bash and then has designer on his feet.
Supreme designer?
Supreme is skatewear.
Supreme is not designer.
Yeah, like I wouldn't say
when
that.
I bought this, it was skatewear before they sold out.
Yo, it's so funny when people get mad. Do people still get mad that you don't, when you wear Gucci and don't skate?
We're Gucci.
I'm not sorry, not Gucci. My bad. Fuck Supreme.
Shout out to niggas who are skateboarding.
Honestly, certain bands probably still do.
I don't think anymore.
I was wearing. Wait, what were you talking about?
Wearing Supreme and not skating.
I wore Supreme the other day on this episode. Nigga.
So did I. Yeah, I skate though. So.
Yeah, but
I can do that.
Supreme. Yeah, I'm too tall to a fucking skate.
Yeah,
I feel that.
Yeah. Anything with my feet on wheels, I can't. I'm too tall for that shit. Like logistically, it doesn't make sense.
You were at scooters every weekend, dog. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but it's not safe though. Because if I fell back, I never fell once. If I fell backwards.
Yo, can we go ice skate?
I'll probably be dead.
Can we go ice
skate? I can't ice skate either.
I think it's time to let the podcast know. We're going on a little Black History Month trip.
What the fuck? When did it become a Black History Month trip?
I'm okay with that. Yeah, that's
what I'm rocking with it, but like when?
That's actually what I've been telling people. I'm like, yo, we're going
on a Black History Month trip.
Four niggas deep to Blue Mountain.
There's one Italian guy, though.
It's okay.
Yeah, we're going with one Italian nigga.
We're doing it for the culture. This many niggas in Blue Mountain, they ain't ready, bro.
We're not even going to Blue
Mountain. Yeah.
Are you ready? You're
nigga. We're going to Blue Mountain adjacent, but it's not Blue Mountain. No.
Yeah, it's like an hour away from Blue Mountain.
Bro, we're on the opposite side. A nigga told me how much it costs, and he said snowboarding. Nigga, I was like, yup, here you go. Nigga.
Yeah.
I'm an amateur snowboarder. I never snowboarded before.
So. That's a Fendi. Anyways, there's some more shit that happened. 21 Savage is free.
Oh,
shout out America.
He's out.
In America.
He came out and the nigga took a PJ Tatlanta. You know what I'm saying? On that ball shit. Pussy ass niggas. King.
Fuck Ice.
Fuck Ice, man.
Yeah,
fuck,
that's how I'm rocking, crazy, man. Bro.
Fuck Ice.
Shout
man.
Out to 21. Happy
shout out to 21.
But shout
man.
Out to Ice Cube, man.
Yeah.
I still call Ice Cube, man.
Of course.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, motherfucker.
Shout out to Jay-Z
course,
on
man.
His boss shit. Mm-hmm. Y'all saw what he did for 21?
Yeah. What'd he do?
He provided legal
aid.
Yeah, legal aid.
Yeah.
Except 21. I wonder if that's what got him out.
The whole petition and shit probably, right? That shit.
This nigga him, really no, be...
Also, that, because Ice was just in the wrong. Like, honestly. Like,
they weren't really wrong, because like, technically...
No, because he applied for... He applied for his shit. He was in the process for his shit. His shit.
Yeah, I don't even know the details.
Kind of happening. Years later, though. Years
yeah,
later.
He's been there. Because,
like, I was reading a story. It was like, because he had a charge, he had to get his, like, whole... I don't know how they do visas over there, right?
But he doesn't have a charge, though.
No, but remember he got caught with, like, his cousin or whatever?
Yeah.
And then because he was processed, he had to do his whole paperwork. Mm. And so he was applying for, like, I guess what his landed immigrant status was.
Mm.
So he was in the process of that when they picked him up.
Mm.
So it's like, bro, I have so many friends that were born in Jamaica and they weren't Canadian. Like, they came here when they were 3 and they become Canadian citizens until they're 18.
I just feel like jail was, like... excessive, like I think he should have stayed in London.
Of course, bro.
He should have been.
He wasn't wait, in London. Wasn't he? I don't think he was in jail.
Yeah, he's not jail.
He was under their like watch. Like that's a different thing.
But he found himself.
The nigga was not
confined. But he probably not in his hotel. It wasn't comfortable. But he was in jail. He was on like their show.
But the problem is he was locked up.
Yeah, and the problem is 6ix9ine snitching, man. So whatever you. This shit weird out here, man.
Bro,
6ix9ine out here snitching, man. This shit went quick for a nigga, man. That's all I gotta say. That shit went quick.
I honestly just heard his Gummo song for the first time, like,
which
on
one
Christmas.
Is that?
With the wicky, wicky, wicky. I was like, it's so good. I was like, that flow.
He said, it's so good.
It's just so good.
Shout out to the Raps. We won.
Raptors won.
What was the score? What was the final score?
129-120.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Raptors. Shout out to Jeremy Lin for doing his thing, dog. First day on the job. Are you stupid?
Facts.
Are you dumb? Shout out to Masai. That nigga knows how to get it done.
Yep.
Real.
Siakam,
Sycamore. Speaking of Toronto, speaking of Raptors, so far gone.
So far gone.
Bro, has it been 10 years already, bro?
That's scary to think about.
I just want to be. Yo,
I fucking had successful bumping in my, like, on repeat, I swear to God, for weeks.
Bro.
I just, something about that song, I remember just being like, I was like 10th grade.
I remember October's very own block spot. Like, I remember that whole shit, bro. Like, that was such a good time.
Bro, Tyrone's fucking chin strap was terrible. His beard was terrible.
Yo, I zoomed in on his chin strap.
I was like, what? I didn't even know. I don't know if it was a chin strap or like a beard or a thick thin strap.
Don't have a thick beard and then a stencil mustache.
Rex, you are my dog, but what the fuck?
That's my guy.
What
the
fuck was that, my nigga?
You ever get pulled over for that?
Pull my guy to the side and yo, picking your mustache.
Here's the fence. We're all figuring it out. The whole city was figuring it out at that time.
I figured it out, nigga, when I was 15.
My nigga, you did not figure it out in 09. Stop this.
Rex paved the way for you to figure it out.
Yeah,
you're right. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to all them niggas.
But 10 motherfucking years, man. Bro. I was 15, man.
What's everyone's favorite track off that?
Successful.
I'm not gonna
lie. My name is Drizzy.
Honestly,
my favorite track is Bria's Interlude, dog.
I think that's Interlude.
I think that's on the mixtape.
Actually, I was gonna say a little bit with Leaky Lee.
Yeah.
Yo, there are some hitters on there.
Something about Successful, though.
Successful.
I listened to that song.
Cause it's Lil Wayne, nigga.
So I just felt like I had to do something sick with my life.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck, what am I going to do, nigga? Bro. I'm in grade 10. Everyone knows. Yeah. Everyone seems to know what the fuck they want to do in university. I'm like, yo, I have no idea.
There's some hits, bro. Say What's Real, Uptown.
Oh, Say What's Real. He bodied a Kanye.
Bro, Houston, Atlanta, Vegas, bro.
Say what's real. That whole verse, I used to like rap that verse every morning.
Yeah, November 18th was hard, bro.
Y'all sleep.
That means Drizzy and them got Kanye to sign off on the papers to put that shit on streaming services. Cause like,
you can't. You can do anything with a bag, bro.
Well, that's why he had the mixtape and he had the album.
Yeah, that's why. But now it's, I was talking about it today. I feel like So Far Gone is gonna do numbers if it can, because it's gonna resurface and now they're gonna be tracking streams and shit. This shit's gonna go crazy.
Bro, there's a lot of kids who haven't heard this album.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, not even that, but this is like what like kind of made this nigga. Like this is what just shaped this nigga to be this nigga. You know what I mean? Like this was it. Once this shit dropped, that was it. He was gone, bro. Like So Far Gone. That's crazy. This shit called So Far Gone.
So far gone.
Bro, 10 years,
bro.
Yo, did 10 years just pass on me?
Dog, a lie? Man's ate a decade like that.
What the fuck?
It's
weird, bro. A decade to the head top. Just like
that. Five, I would have been like, yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah,
crazy.
Five,
bro. Like 10.
10?
Bro.
10?
Yo, you've been on YouTube for...
Nigga dropped this in 2008.
8 years?
Damn.
Been doing YouTube for 8 years.
Damn, bro. You guys are coming up on your decade soon. That's kind of scary in a way.
No, it's not scary. Don't do that shit to me.
Nah, it is.
Nah, honestly, it's not.
Damn, Valentine's Day is tomorrow.
Valentine's Day is tomorrow.
Oh, shit, man.
You be getting sweetheart mode?
Nah, shout out to my single lady. Nah. I celebrate.
First of all,
I celebrate Galentine's Day.
Nah, and then licked his lips. For the audio listeners, this motherfucker just licked his lips. This is my nigga Mojo, man. Welcome to the show, nigga. Mojo, talk to him. You a sweetheart?
I'm just what's the word? Forever a bachelor? That's how I'm rocking out. That's how I'm rocking out my 20s.
You're
out
of this guy.
Mary.
This guy's crazy.
Jeez. This guy's crazy.
Shout out Mosh, man.
Sheldon, what's up? You a sweetheart on Valentine's Day?
Absolutely, bro.
Talk to me. Hold on. Talk that
shit,
then.
Talk to me. No, hold on.
But you know what, though, man?
Let me tell y'all something.
I'm going to say this.
Let me tell y'all something. Look, I've been with my girl almost 6 years. Every year ain't a playoff year. You feel me?
Yo, my...
So this year, we chilling out.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the hardest line ever.
We're in a transitional year.
My nigga said every year ain't a playoff year.
But we all going together, so it's going to be a good time.
That's
going to
be cute.
Absolutely. We going out. About to do our thing.
Yo, on some gangster shit.
Tomorrow ain't hitting for nothing.
Bro, this is my...
Damn. I might say hello. That's it.
This is my last... That last Christmas... This last Christmas was me and my BBG second Christmas. Mm-hmm. And we said, you know what? This year, let's take it easy.
Chill out. Yo,
I didn't buy her anything, bro. Yo, she didn't buy me anything.
Honestly, I did the same shit. I did the same shit this year.
Bro.
But I felt like it's like... We was just chilling with each other. I'm like, all right, I have my BBG's presents.
That's all I need, man.
But the Valentine's Day, the shit. You know what I'm saying? You never know what's up my sleeve.
Hey, man.
I may have some flowers. I think it's just nice. I like doing the nice shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I do it on another day, man. I just don't...
I'm a random day ass nigga, so she already knows.
That's what I'm talking about. Random day ass nigga. And I check on my shorty. My shorty says
March
she doesn't care about Valentine's Day.
Gift. Blow your mind.
Damn.
That's crazy.
That's how I'm coming. That's, she know that.
That's fast.
Just
right
like
there.
That. She know that.
There's actual. There's
Yo, fuck it. Yo. August 3rd.
It's coming your way.
I know these your favorite chocolates.
Damn.
Bro, what is Valentine's Day?
That's weak, man. She
what
expected
is,
it.
What is Valentine's Day?
Y'all ever do some like...
Yo, why...
Like,
my bad, go ahead.
Y'all ever do some like half cute shit, but then get the wrong shit?
Yo, my nigga. Honestly, that makes you not want to do cute shit. No, like, nigga, I try that shit.
It's like, and it's like fuck.
Wrong, yo, you should embarrass. Even if it's just the wrong size, it's like, fuck.
Nah, I know my sizes. Don't get me fucked up.
Okay.
I want to go buy some.
Nah, shit be changing.
Nah, it should be the same. You just got to be paying attention.
No, I mean like, you know, sometimes you get a shirt and it's like, oh, this is extra large, but it fits like a large. Yeah, guys.
Oh, no, I ask her about clothes. I don't do that. I just do treats.
I'll tell y'all a funny story. My girl did that. Had that with me one time. She bought me these Jordan 3s. I forget what the
name. Oh, she bought size 15s?
She bought me the right size, right? But she was like trying to surprise me. Uh-huh. So she sent me a picture of these. Like, what do you think about these? You like these? I was like, them shit's whack. I don't even care.
Oh my god.
Shout out to my girl. That was sweet, but I had to keep it real. So she brought it back.
Damn.
That was funny as fuck, bro. I was like,
imagine that one.
Yo,
I'm scrambling for the receipt, bro.
Yo,
I'm scrambling. Trust me.
Yo, I've been in a hurt situation. Yo, it's mad embarrassing.
It hurts.
Yo,
I know it hurts.
Like, your heart just sinks. Your eyes well up.
Yeah, man.
Oh, I'm getting too descriptive here.
Nah. And this nigga saying he's not in love and shit. I'm a bachelor forever. This is why. Talk about it,
man.
There's not nothing to talk about.
Just talk about it, man. I know there's an it to talk about.
Get it off your chest, bro, man.
You smiling, man.
Look at smiling. Look at this motherfucker.
It's just crazy. It's hard over here. It's crazy, man.
It happens to us all.
It's what happens when like you decide to have a weird Instagram where nobody can really see you. Just like,
so post more, nigga.
Wait, what?
Nah, fuck that.
Wait, her Instagram is like that?
No, my Instagram is like.
Okay, so what does that do with you getting cute shit? Or she got you cute shit?
No, I think they were just talking about, they're like saying I'm a lover man and why am I single? It's because I'm just...
Man, what the
hold
fuck?
On, hold on, hold on, hold on.
What were we talking about?
Watch this, hold on. I got you, Moja. I understand. Everyone chill out. I understand where you're going. G-Unit. Faye Tanner, put the camera on my man, Moshe. Don't even put it on me. Put the main camera on Moshe.
I forgot there are cameras here.
Don't even worry about it. Play, I got you. Tell me when I'm good to go, man. Tell me when I'm good to go, because nigga be thinking it's sweet out here, man. Go ahead. Lick the lips again if you want to do that. I'll drop the bomb for you, Moshe.
Ain't no.
Moshe, let me just talk my shit. You just sit there right there looking to the camera. Look, we got my man Moshe right here, man. He's looking for love. He already gave y'all the location. Moshe, man, don't disturb me. He already gave y'all the location, ladies. That's all it is. Look, man, Moshe, young bachelor. He ready to settle down and do cute shit on February 14th, man. You're going to be a little bit too late by the time this podcast come out, but trust me,
Moshe. But February 17th, cool too, man.
February 17th. That work for my man Moshe. That work for him. He got the
dress. Yo, what's your three favorite things to do, man? Let the ladies know right now, man.
Yeah, let the ladies know what Moshe like on a Friday night action.
On a Friday night.
Let them know.
Popping Hennessy in apartment 200.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. This nigga said. You put the camera back. This nigga said. This nigga Moshe wild. This nigga Moshe wild crazy.
Oh, and long walks in High Park.
Hyde Park.
The long walks in Hyde Park, nigga. You know, if you need someone, Moshe, look, I'm here, bro. I'll walk with you in Hyde Park until that time.
I remember when Trevon first moved downtown. I'm like, yo, there's a skating rink right by your crib. We should go skating sometime. And this nigga flamed me and told niggas I held his hand and said we should go skating. And after that, I never asked him again, you know?
On me, this nigga Moshe really grabbed my hand and said, hey, Trey, it'll be nice if we go skating soon. I'm like, bro, you approach me like that.
Hey, Trey, can I talk to you?
And I'm like, bro, why are you being so weird about it? Like, just say, let's go skating. And I'm
dog,
like,
there's no hands being snatched.
That's how I remember it. Look. End of the day, Moshe, we're going to find you someone. We're going to find Moshe a love partner, and he going to hold him down. Look at him putting on the bliss test.
That's all it is.
That's what I was looking for.
That's all it is, man. No sweet music.
Yeah, man.
Yo, my dog, so fucking Valentine's Day here. The day it gets his name from a famous saint.
Yeah,
you but there know. Are several stories about who he was.
A scumbag.
He was a fucking a priest. St. Valentine was a priest from Rome in the 3rd century. See, that's too long ago and that's too far. In Rome, they got my Canadian soil? Yeah, that shit got nothing to do with me. my BBG said it's cool, so that's why I'm like on that shit. Because in my head, I was already thinking, like, man, Valentine's Day is some fuck nigga shit, man. Yeah. And then my girl told me first. I'm like, oh, shit, perfect. Yeah, I was about to tell you that.
March 18th, man. When I die, March 18th is drop a bag day, nigga. That's go outside and treat your motherfucking self. Drop a bag, pussy, nigga.
Drop a bag.
When I die, this
yo, when I stopped believing in days was when Canada just made up family day.
I'm like,
I mean, you just make up a fucking date and not mean shit.
I was rocking with that. I'm like, I respect,
but like just the way they just made it up. Just like, oh, so Valentine's Day was the same shit.
Yeah, for sure.
And I was just,
you remember what that when they just whipped this? Baking soda with that
I was
shit
there. I watched on TV like, oh, family day is now holiday. Holiday. I'm like, oh, shit.
Y'all heard of Swedish day?
Swedish day.
It's not celebrated everywhere. It's like Midwestern states. It's just like a day where you just be nice.
Nigga.
That's me every day, man. I'm chilling, man.
Oh, yo, you mean nice
it's
on
a day
the court
to share romantic deeds are expressions.
So it's the same as Valentine's Day, kind
basically,
of.
Basically, but like they say like that's for the niggas. Sweetest days for the
nation. No, I heard steak and blowjob days.
Isn't that like a Toronto thing?
Nigga, that sounds reckless.
No, it's like an actual thing.
Yo, it's the day after Valentine's Day. Yeah. Is it an actual date? See, bro, niggas just making days up, bro.
This sounds like steak
and blowjob day, sometimes steak and BJ day, or steak and knobber day. What the fuck is knobber?
That's wild. That's like
created in the United States as a male response to Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day should be
It's celebrated on
March 14th. Yeah.
Okay.
Bro, it should be the exact same thing, bro.
It's a satirical holiday.
It's kind of whack.
Hold on, they just call a blowjob a knobber?
Knobber Day.
Bro, that's the worst. It doesn't even sound sexual anymore. It's like,
hey, babe, you know it's Knobber Day. You know what day it is.
If someone asks, hey, you want a knobber? No, nah, I'm good.
I'm so good.
I'm all right.
No,
man.
Thank you.
Can I get water, please?
Man, this nigga, Blueface had the funniest 10-year challenge, bro. This nigga Blueface looks so funny.
Wait,
bro.
They changed his hair in the thing.
Huh?
Oh, that really wasn't it?
No, that was Photoshop.
That's him.
Oh, that was Photoshop.
I'm so sorry. Come on, I thought this was never seen my nigga DeLorean or some shit.
People have histories, man.
Niggas have histories.
Yo, niggas have histories, bro.
Don't do my style like that.
Bro, the game was a stripper.
Yeah.
Niggas can change their hairstyle.
All right, fair enough.
I mean, the game's a real nigga.
We ain't have no emo hairstyle, though.
He was right.
The game was a stripper. He was fucking his school teachers, too. Like, he's a different nigga.
I didn't know that part.
Tatiana's now 20 on the Billboard. So, on Billboard's Hot 100.
It's crazy how that record is just like... The way, like, it came out so long ago.
Yeah,
bro,
it's going up.
Yo, but you ever heard G Perico?
G Perico.
He's another Crip rapper.
No.
He has like this record, All Blue. Like, it's the same like kind of LA crippy sound.
Mm-hmm. I like that sound.
Yeah. I'm surprised that I guess because Blueface is a young nigga doing it as long.
Bro, he's like 20.
Yeah. He's also like memeable and shit.
He is. Yeah.
So it works.
Yeah.
He's one of those rappers.
Kevin showed us fucking Blueface a minute ago, bro. And like, I heard that shit and I'm just like, yo, what the fuck? This shit is crazy. This shit is great. I didn't know how to feel about it at first,
bro.
But we were slapping that shit in the whip for a minute. I was showing people Blueface. Niggas was dissing me, bro. And I'm like, bro, trust me. Kevin said it's okay. Like, this shit slaps, bro. Like,
bro, shout out to Blowing Up, man. And fuck, shout out to Blowing Up.
Yeah.
Well, not like, okay, not like your music and shit.
Yeah, my bad.
Fuck. Shout out to Blowing Up and shit, man. But and I want all my rappers to do good, man. Any musician, anybody doing their thing,
blow up,
trying to blow up and succeed, man. But on some selfish shit, I kind of like it better when it's just like not everyone knows this rapper and it's just.
Oh yeah, I was about to say fuck Blowing Up, nigga. Mm-hmm. Underground.
Nah,
for life.
Do that thing, man. Do that thing and succeed and make your
underground for life.
Make the grow them fruits, man. But
yeah.
Like, it's just a lot more fun. I'll blow up when I die.
Facts.
Like, who was another one that, like, when DJ Khaled was wild on Snapchat, not that many people knew about it.
Mm, yo, it was actually when DJ Khaled Snapchat was like a nuanced thing, like,
it's funny. Yeah,
I don't know, bro. So I felt it got whack and I unfollowed that quick.
Once everyone started repeating the same shit, I'm like, all right, I'm over it.
Mm-hmm. I swear to God, that's why
it was fun, man.
That's why I'm fine with Thug not being that big, because I'm like, bro, every time I say it, I get a reaction. I'm like, okay, I know y'all niggas sleep. Because when I said Blueface is sick, niggas were sleep. Niggas is like reacting. Facts. Oh no, he's. I'm like, all right, you still sleep. Now niggas start waking up. I'm like, oh, this is boring now. Like, I don't give a fuck, nigga. Stay underground. I don't really care. You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy though. I guess it kind of makes you think. Like, do niggas really even like music, or do they just like? That everybody likes.
This
it.
Is what I'm going back to saying. Motherfuckers just follow. Shit get me tight, nigga.
That's all it is,
I don't
man.
Know what niggas like because niggas don't know what they
you know
like.
Your mind, you ever see Boondocks where Raya's like, why what niggas kind of always riding my dick?
Oh, yeah. That's a good call right there.
Yeah. Shout out to Riley, man.
Tron, have you ever watched Boondocks, one of the greatest cartoons ever made as a black
man? Yo, you ever seen that shit with the
Oh, that's how we come in.
I'll send it to you. I see
we had a nice wholesome conversation. And
Shell's
trying to come out the side of his neck.
Come on,
nigga, ain't no come on out here, man.
Yo,
still at your fireplace, my nigga.
It's almost motherfucker. I could keep going, man. But we almost about to wrap this thing up.
Oh, this is a group chat where we go for 3 hours.
We can go for 3 hours.
How long we go for?
Dog, group chats never end.
We had like an hour and 20 minutes right now.
Yeah, wrap that thing up.
it's going up.
Shout out General Tide Chicken, man.
That too.
On one time.
But let me tell this story.
This nigga got a bite with this nigga.
Yes, ma'am. It just scrolled across my TL.
Let me tell this story right now, real quick. And RIP General Tao, because he just died the other day. Like, the nigga that made that was
his General Tao.
Yeah, his. I
it's
made
okay.
fucking
it's
this
General
up.
So anyways.
I gotta go.
No,
don't
no,
this
don't
was
you,
a, nigga.
Man.
Fucking pussy ass, nigga. I swear to God. Yo, I'ma Google it, but the dude that did General Tao, I put General Dude. General Tao.
Shout out to that nigga.
Guy. Bro, nah, he died the other day. Tao Khan, yeah.
Tao Khan.
When was that?
Hold on. General Chow. Okay, y'all niggas just go in without me because I gotta look this up. I saw it on Twitter. I'm like, bro, this nigga's legendary, bro. All
right, you work on that fact, man. Yeah, yo, y'all ever be in pub or whatever, wherever the fuck you're at. But someone runs up on you and they start talking and it's clear that, oh, they know me.
But I then know like exactly where you're going with this.
But then you know that, oh, fuck, I don't know this guy, but they act like they know me and I don't want to diss them. So let me act like I know them for a bit. Yep. I'll probably figure it out in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And then it's like 2 minutes in.
Still don't know.
And I still don't know who the fuck this guy is.
That'd be happening to me.
And you're asking general, bro. My approach is like ask super general questions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, how's your family? How's everyone? What's new?
Are you still at? Make sure they're trying to finish it. Weston? Yeah, I'm still there.
Still
man.
Around?
Oh,
yeah. Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. Bro, I legit had like full conversations, said bye and said take care and tell your mom I said hi type shit. Yeah. And I'm like, yo, who the fuck was that? Man.
I got in so good, I just lied through it, bro. I didn't even try to like
teach me.
Learn old info. Nigga, I'm pushing forward, dog. I don't even know what you're doing today and tomorrow, bro. What
sometimes they get you, bro.
I missed.
Like when they ask, like, yo, don't ask me, yo, do you remember me? Because, yo, if you have to ask that, it means I probably don't.
Yeah.
And I'm embarrassed.
And you should know that.
I mean, that's the thing. You should all, like, I've spoken to people who, like.
Sorry, I found it.
That's so rude, bro.
I found it.
I mean.
All right, so boom.
That's so rude.
Chinese chef. I may be saying this wrong. I'm sorry if I'm disrespectful. Chinese chef Peng Chang Ku, the guy who created General Tso Chicken, has joined the world.
Join the world.
Yeah, he did.
It literally says has joined the world.
He's joined the world. I don't know where it's going. This is going too long, but basically he died. He died in 2016. He made this chicken masterpiece in 1952 and he died Tuesday, the age of 98. This shit was crazy. I was talking about it. I saw it on Twitter.
I thought
he just died.
You said he just died.
That's 2016. Is like just that's 3 years ago.
Nigga, that is a long time ago, bro.
Get your brother.
Yo, y'all see how quick 10 years went? 3 years ago was nigga yesterday.
Yeah, that was like last Wednesday.
Well, we all
like,
know.
Just my nigga, died, that's like, my nigga, yeah, come
if
on, bro.
He was,
in 2016, we was all in a different mindset.
She was 98, yeah, like, nigga. With respect, that is like, a long time. That's a long time to be here.
No, you was
3 years to 98.
98, that's the other day.
Aaron, please.
Don't you dare.
You requested it.
Yeah, come on, yo. This,
but yeah, RP, man. That's
RP, man. I'm just trying to say.
Are you niggas trying to live till 98? Like,
yeah.
Hell yeah, bro.
If y'all niggas name a chicken after me, like General Trey, nigga, yes. Nigga,
65, I'm out.
You can get like Cadet Trey.
65?
65, no. I'm out.
Nah,
bro, I just want to be 100 so I can be annoying and just fucking terror. I want to be the grumpiest old man on the block. And just everyone just fucking hates me. I'm like, yeah, fuck y'all niggas. I'm just hating on young niggas because of young nigga walking shit. Fuck y'all niggas, man. Y'all don't know shit.
Honestly, I'll go to the big one. I'm 98. I'll shoot on the kids' kneecaps, though.
I'm gonna be the grandpa that everyone just hates.
I'll beat up a nigga when I'm 98. Like,
I think I'm such a nice person now. I want to be like evil when I'm old.
That's what I'm saying. That's like, the type of shit I'm on.
I want to like slap kids with my cane.
That's what I'm saying. I'll take on the niggas' knees.
But the thing is, I want to go to the bed. I'm old. What do you mean? Allow me, fam.
Bro, yeah. So if I go to the bed, I'm like, all right, I'm done now.
I'm done.
I'm finished. I'm signing out, bro. But anyways, this motherfucking story I want to tell before we get out of here. Two stories. Moshe is a liar and he's lied to me for many years.
Oh, my
God. Many years. I'm not going to tell the story, but Moshe told us a hilarious story in high school that I fucking loved. And
This is a restaurant story.
I told everybody, bro. I'm like, yo, you got to meet my friend Moshe. He's so funny. His mom died in Dash when he was a kid. Like, listen to the story. And I tell him, and Moshe's there. Like, I saw it. Like, the excitement when I first told the story, Moshe's like, yeah, man. Then the next time, I was like, kind of down. Then the other day, he's just like, yo, Tron, I got to tell you something. I'm like, what's up? He's like,
this nigga's timeline is off. I told you that last year.
That was last year. You see what I'm saying? Nigga, time flies.
Wait, what?
I literally thought,
it was like Wednesday.
The restaurant story?
I came clean.
Okay, but it was like December. Like
no, that was the other day. That had been like,
no, like December 12th.
No, because it was when Julian was here. I told you when Julian
was Julian
here.
When was Julian here? December
12th? Julian was
here. This is deja vu, by the way.
When you were in Vietnamese. Fucking.
Don't do that.
Not Vietnam.
Oh, your little fucking episode?
Singapore.
What?
Too many combos are going on, bro.
This is deja vu. Like,
yeah, you remember this?
Listen,
fucking you up.
You told me in December. Anyways, long story short, this nigga told me a funny story. I've been telling it to everyone. This guy tells me, like, yo, boom, it was a lie. Fuck that. I'm not gonna remember. Second story I wanted to tell about Moshe.
God damn it.
What was the story?
What was the second one?
What was the second story?
Damn, I don't
the
even
first
know,
one
man.
I just told to Julian in high school because like I was trying to be cool. I was trying to get some ratings. Yeah. Sound like my life was interesting.
That shit was so funny, bro. That was the best joke you ever told me. The next story.
That says a lot.
I forgot, bro. I don't know.
What was it? I kind of wanted. What was the story? What did
I'll
I tell
try
you?
I'll try to remember. Niggas are talking too much.
Bro, I know the ladder story with Moshe and the restaurant.
Bro, the ladder story. There was no story to the ladder.
There was, but my ladder wasn't there for 4 months.
Bro, but like, did you need it?
Yeah, bro, my lights were out and shit. I just legit. I couldn't fucking change my light bulb.
Nigga, you're tall. Just stand on Trevon's shoulders, bro. Trevon's taller than the ladder, dog.
No, I'm scared of heights, too.
Yeah, that's scary. Damn, man. I really had a good story for most shit, but it is what it is.
I find it amazing that the ladder is a story. Like, it was just... I mean,
it was
like,
just funny.
It's
like,
also because Kevin was paging me for it and not you. And then I was like, oh, my bad, Jermaine. You're like, yo, if you need a clown shit. And I'm like, sick. I don't have to. It's winter. I don't want
to. But you can't ask. Jermaine's too chill to tell you, like, I need my ladder back. He'll tell you some shit like, yo, you are.
He's like, yeah, don't worry, man. Yeah. Like, I'm like, don't worry about it. But what I expected, I was like, all right, he's going to like take the hint and like actually get
it. No, bro. I'm also chill. You can't use chillness on chillness because I'm just going to be like, oh, okay.
Oh, he doesn't give a fuck. All right.
It's not a good one. Yeah.
Like, how many times did you use it? I hope you use it at least 4 times.
I use it for 3 shoots.
Okay.
So
that's not bad.
You're good.
One more and I'd be satisfied. But like, yeah. Right, I'll take that.
Talk about what you do. We didn't even talk about.
Nigga, yeah.
What do you do again?
You see, I'm amazing at that, bro. Jermaine, how was your birthday? So,
look at this again. Talk about what you do.
But I really want.
I legit didn't do anything for my birthday.
You're going to have to catch me on the next episode. You guys, it was so great to be on Random Order.
This nigga's amazing.
Trevon can't remember the story. Catch me on the next episode. Sheldon, I haven't seen you in ages. I will be back. Jermaine,
no face, no case.
I'll be sure to make sure to return your shit. I will not take your chillness for granted.
I
Trevon,
like this,
always an honor. Always an honor. Thanks, guys.
So Moshe's into he's in the
yo, that was all right.
This nigga Moshe's amazing.
Sells clubs.
That's it.
That's where we're at, man. We're gonna wrap this thing.
That's all
bro.
It is, man. Hey man, listen, if you're listening on your fucking earphones, go to YouTube and subscribe to the channel, Random Order. And if you're on the fucking video right now, go to the other shit that fucking iTunes. And yo, niggas don't know how to use podcasts and shit. Oh, that's right on time. We'll explain how to use it and all that shit. Because actually, a lot of people are like, yo, what is a podcast? I don't know how to use this shit. I'm blowing the podcast app. Mm-hmm. Whatever, man. If you're watching the shit, go over to fucking SoundCloud or iTunes or Spotify or now Google Play.
I forgot.
Listen to the podcast. Make sure you drop that rating on iTunes and 5 stars. And if you don't rate our shit, 4 stars. Rate someone else's shit, 4 stars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Facts. So if you're not going to do 5 stars, just don't do it at all.
Anything else,
yeah.
Guys?
Yo, I used to hate on my T.Wire. I'd have a perfect 10. Mm-hmm. And then a nigga come through
and fucking shit up.
My fuck my rating up, bro.
You nigga be hating,
that
man.
Drop 5 of them things, man. It'll be out.
Yeah, man.
Fuck. Be doing this.
Man.
Yeah, that was it.
That's it. We out.
All right.
Shout out PSG.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yes, man. That's all it is.
Trey, dude, what you got to say?
I got a lot.
Oh shit!
I'm gonna actually go home and download Google Play Store and get your guys' podcast. That's like that. Honestly, that's commendable, bro. Because my ass would have been like, no,
No,
throwing this shit on Google.
I'm like, yeah, that's the shit I was on that night.
Like, SoundCloud is there. It's for everybody. It's for the people, dog. You don't need. What do you need Google Play Store? Anyway, I'm gonna leave it alone.
Apple Podcast.
It actually has to. What you on that? You're on a fucking...
I'm just on Twitter, man, doing my thing. Look, this is what I got to say to you guys, man. It's Big Trey Deuce in this bitch, man. I be chilling. I be just relaxing. Y'all niggas go stream Judge Tyco. Y'all niggas go stream this motherfucking podcast. It's on video form. If y'all niggas didn't know, I got to tell y'all shit twice sometimes. Y'all niggas don't be knowing shit. You dig what I'm saying?
You going to have to tell them 3 times.
I'm going to tell look, go stream this shit because like this shit is on video mode, too. Shout out to my man, Faye Tanner, Human Bandana. We going to be missing Friday's episode, or we already missed Friday's episode. Come on, man, going to LA. He's shooting some films.
Uh-huh.
Y'all go check out what Faye Tanner be doing over at FayeTannerFilms.com. Did I get that right?
I got it right.
Just Faye Tanner. I thought it was Faye Tanner.
Okay, shit.
Get it right.
Just Faye Tanner by itself. Just Faye Tanner.
Mononym out here.
Everything's in the description below. As always, I want to thank you guys for rating this podcast. I want to thank you guys for watching this podcast, streaming this podcast, whatever you're doing. Whatever guests you guys want to get us on the show, let us know in the comments down below. Follow our Instagram and let us know there. We've been just getting a lot of people that just, you know what I mean, we're cool with, whether it's friends, family, or people that we've been friends with for a minute. And we just chilling, man.
It could be a fucking raccoon next time.
Who the fuck knows?
Whatever.
You know what I'm
saying? Shout out to the raccoons.
Shout out to the raccoons, man. Now, I'm about to keep it all the way real with y'all. I'm about to get out of here and smell some weed.
Jeez, Nick.
That was an amazing outro.
Not a single battery change.
That's weird.
That's crazy.
I'll never do those things again.
Fuck battery. Fitana, you're a filmmaker? Director?
That was a HeadGum Podcast.